said, I believe I'll testify while I have a chance, because I may not have a chance anymore. Amen. Thank God for that. At this time, I'm going to ask you to stand for our scripture reading, which will be covered from 2 Chronicles. Amen. I'm going to read verses 1 through 6. Then we're going to skip down and read verses 12 through 15. 2 Chronicles 20, verses 1 through 6, and we'll skip down and read verses 12 through 15. Amen. Anybody seem like you got some of those challenges?
Yeah.
Amen. Seem like the odds are stacked against you?
Yeah.
Amen. Put it down on paper. Amen. It seems like it's an impossible situation. That's when you need God. Because when your situation is impossible, the Bible lets us know that our God is the God of the impossible.
All right.
Amen. The scripture said, with man, that tell us when things are impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Amen. Verse 1 reads, and it came to pass after this also, that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other besides the Ammonites, came against the host of back to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee. Stop 1 minute. When the odds are stacked against you, amen, when you don't see no help.
Talk about it, Elder.
Thank God. Hallelujah. So the king told Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, now you don't have to have a regular something coming against you, but you got something great.
Come on.
That's coming against you. Amen. A great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria. And behold, they be with Hazazon Tamar, which is in Gedar. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help. I heard somebody say, I know what my Amen. He said, neither know we what to do, but our
eyes are upon you.
Hallelujah. The psalmist said, when my situation is bad, when I don't know what to do, when I don't know who to turn to, I flip over the Bible and I turn to Psalm 121.
Come on.
Yeah. Some of our challenges are great. But the reason you need God, and I'm trying to figure out how people make it without God. With God, every challenge is small.
Amen.
No matter how it appears to be, no matter how many Goliaths in your life,
come on, Elder.
In the name of the Lord, they will come down.
That's right.
No matter how many walls of Jericho are stopping you from receiving your blessing, in the name of the Lord, they will
come down.
Can we say, come down?
Afraid.
Amen. God has not given us the spirit of fear.
Amen.
Once again, be not afraid. Well, you don't understand. I don't understand by yourself. But I do understand through God. Because the Bible lets us know that through God, he can pull down strongholds.
That's right.
Our help is mighty through God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. So it says, be not afraid, nor don't act like there's no hope. Amen. You and God, and you know God. I don't care how big the situation may appear to me. Amen. The Lord said, is there anything?
Too hard.
I said, is there anything?
Too hard.
By myself, by our church strength, we can't do anything. But I'm learning. Amen. And we can see everything coming against us. Amen. And they threatened that they were coming, amen, to get my uncle, I believe it was at that time. So you know what the old folks did? You know, well, some, all of them didn't necessarily believe in God, so they did have some extra help. But I'm not promoting the extra help.
Amen.
I'm here promoting God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. And they got together and they began to sing some of the old songs.
Amen.
Amen. Some of the songs that maybe many of you don't even know today. Amen. But as they began to sing the song of Zion, hallelujah, though they had threatened, they never showed up, because though the challenge was great, they were resting in the power of God.
Right.
This afternoon, the challenge may be great.
Yes.
The trial may be bigger than anything that you could ever have imagined. But don't worry, because God is fighting the battles. He told the children of Judah, he said, this is one battle. You don't have a chance of winning by yourselves. So when the little lady can read, he tells Jehoshaphat, he said, just send me out some praisers. Amen. He said, now the only thing that I'm going to put on your responsibility, I'm going to give you, is you go out and praise me. Amen. So what I'm saying is, I don't know what you're going through, but if it worked back then, it should work today. So in the middle of whatever you're going through, it's time to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, send out some praisers. He said, before the army of Israel, send out the priests, send out the praisers. Now, in our society today, that would make it seem like the army was a coward. Amen? But they knew where their help was coming from. So the scripture said that they began to sing. As they began to praise the Lord, hallelujah, God sent an ambushment. Amen. And the Lord began to fight the battle for them. The reason that we don't get victory, hallelujah, in the middle of the trial, we stop praising God. We stop giving God the honor. We stop giving God the glory. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I said that to say, I don't know what you experienced today. I don't know what the challenges are. But as God told the children of Judah, there is no multitude with my help.
Amen.
Now, if you try to fight your battles by yourself, you got a whole lot of challenges. But if you're fighting with God and you're fighting through God, he said, you have no need to fight in this battle. How many really want to choose to believe the Lord? I said, how many choose to believe the Lord?
Hallelujah.
Amen. There is no battle too great that God cannot fix.
Amen.
There are no challenges that God cannot move.
Come on, Elder.
But what prevents God, in the middle of the battle, we stop praising. Amen. Praise ushers in the presence of God.
Right.
Because the scripture said God inhabits the what? Praises of his
people.
So when you start praising God, he has to show up. Amen. The reason that we're losing, amen, the mental battle, the reason that we're frustrated, the reason so many want to quit on God, the reason so many want to turn their back, is they stop praising him. Knowing that God dwells in the midst of
praise.
Amen. So whatever your experience, just praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Somebody will look at you like you're crazy, but keep praising him.
Right.
Because that praise will bring God's presence into your situation.
Amen.
And then when God shows up in the situation, no matter how big it is, you won't have to worry. Because God will be fighting your battle. Let us stand. Hallelujah. One of the most important things that we can do in any of our lives, don't quit on God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Whatever, you know, I've never seen so many people that quit because somebody else has quit.
Come on
now. I know when I was a kid, they used to teach us that old song, y'all know that old song, that old poem, song, quitters never The altar is open. Amen. Do you need some deliverance? I know it's every time, you know, they used to say, well, you're a minister to the altar. Why do you go to the altar? Amen. Because Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you some rest. Amen. So when I didn't feel like I had the rest I needed, I don't come unto Jesus. The altar is open. Amen. For anyone that doesn't have peace of mind, for anyone that doesn't have rest in their soul, the altar is open. Now, of ourselves, we can do nothing. Amen. But we rest.
Jesus is there for